Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Let's not forget that. The weekend is almost upon us. I refuse to acknowledge Thursday anymore. I'm just not going to do it. Friday Eve is the way it is on this here little program. My buddy Dr. Keith Amplow is going to be with us in just about an hour. Tomorrow, even though it is not the final Friday of the month, we will still bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We have to do it tomorrow because the last Friday of the month, I am actually out of town, won't be available. So we've recorded it. It's just one of the best Central Virginia police officers I've encountered in a long, long time. And so we will honor him. You know, I don't announce it ahead of time. I want to make sure you're here tomorrow at 3:33. Today, I can't tell you how happy I am because this guy is so busy traveling the country, talking about his brand new book and everything that went into it. My dear friend, longtime friend, Todd Starnes, you hopefully are checking out Todd every single day, toddstarnes.com. We're happy to carry his program here. We're just so proud to be the Central Virginia affiliate. And now, with the new book, boy, another reason for Todd to get to town. Todd, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeff. Great to be with you, sir.
It is. No, the pleasure is mine, because to pull you off your book tour for just a couple of seconds, you are meeting some great people. And were you not out in California? Was that the Reagan Center?
It was the Reagan Ranch, which is run by the Young Americas Foundation. And I was the keynote speaker for their high school conservative conference. And it was just a wonderful time. They purchased books for every single student, so got a chance to not only speak to the students, but sign their books. And how exciting to see so many young people that are already on the right path to success in life.
That, my friend, is encouraging and inspiring, because those of us of a certain age, Todd, right, we're looking at some of the younger people going, what the heck are you thinking? But if you've got all these high school conservatives, boy, maybe it is not twilight's last gleaming.
That's right. And I guess I could have pulled a Michael Knowles and given you a one-word book. But I figured I needed to not only answer the question, but explain why I believe my answer. And I do believe that America can be saved. Yes. And we take people on this wild ride over the past couple of years in this country, and there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of parody. I'll give you an example. We addressed the whole transgender movement using a dolphin. there's a chapter which is set in the future as an Associated Press parody, Associated Press news story about a dolphin who becomes the first trans species swimmer in the Ivy Leagues. The dolphin is named Flipper and ends up literally destroying every single swimming record known to mankind until an unfortunate incident where Flipper exposed his blowhole in the locker room.
Oh, good Lord, Starnes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, you say it's parody, but let's not kid ourselves. We're only a half a step away from that sort of insanity.
Oh, yes, we are. So I just kind of take some of the absurdities of life and, you know, some of these leftist policies they want to shove down our throats, and we explore what would happen, what would the country look like if these laws actually became true, the law of the land. And, for example, many years ago, one leftist wanted to actually give animals the right to sue human beings. And so there's this great chapter of me being put on trial for the mass genocide of chickens, because, of course, I love fried chicken. And unfortunately, I was sentenced because they found irrefutable evidence in my home. There was an empty bucket, and there was evidence of 11 herbs and spices, according to CSI.
Oh, man. I don't know. Todd Starnes is joining us. And Todd's new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? It is priceless. It is quintessential Todd Starnes. I mean, you're having a good time writing this, but boy, you are really letting everybody know that takes a look at the book that we could be just a couple of years away from this nonsense. I'll give you an example that you shared. I was listening the other day, and then I saw it on ToddStarnes.com, where you're talking about the space camp, where there's going to be a girl's dormitory, but it's going to be a guy who claims to be a girl who's in charge of all of it.
Yeah, that's right. And moms and dads were completely unaware. They were not given any sort of a notification. And now you have a lot of parents that are pulling their kids out of space camp as a result of this. I mean, again, we're talking about Huntsville, Alabama, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. It's really shocking that something like this could happen, Jeff. But again, when you look at the culture at large, and that's what we do in the book, I went back and studied a speech that Reagan delivered many years ago, and he made an interesting observation about our national anthem. He said our anthem does not start out with a declaration. It starts out with a question: is the flag still there? And that's a question that every single generation of Americans has to ask, because as Reagan told us in another speech, our freedom is not passed along in the bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for it.
That's right. That's right. I'm a dad. I've got three kids. And for my two sons, I worry, Todd. I really do. I worry about it. I pray about it. Am I doing enough to give them a country which includes opportunities in the same way that my dad did? And I don't know, there are days that I just have a tough time answering that question.
Yeah, right. And I get it. And one of the reasons why I wanted to write a book that was really focused on hope is because, you know, I hear from our listeners a lot, and there's a lot of anxiety in the country right now. We start off the book, chapter one, that infamous speech that Biden gave, you know, with the in Philadelphia, the blood red lighting. Mm-hmm. The chapter is titled Darth Brandon and the Temple of Doom. Mm. And we take people through this crazy ride, and then just remind folks that there was a time when even Democrats shared Republican values. That it was John F. Kennedy Jr. who first talked about that shining city on a hill, quoting the speech from the great the great man of faith, John Winthrop. Yep. And it was a phrase that Reagan adapted in his speeches. Reagan, of course, gave us the phrase "Make America Great Again," right. And then, of course, Donald Trump in our modern day politics has adapted that messaging once more. So I do have hope. But it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, unfortunately, our elected leaders are not doing a very good job of helping us, in stopping the communist takeover of the country. And, you know, I know you've been following the developments coming out of Capitol Hill today with this insane spending bill. It's just outrageous.
gosh, it's 1,000 pages. And again, if folks haven't seen it, go to toddstarnes.com. Todd's got a great analysis of it. I'm reading it right now, Todd. $1.2 trillion. Now, this is supposed to be our side, right? It's Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican leaders, 1,000 pages. And it includes, here we go again, with this transgender agenda. What the heck?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, over $800,000 is designated for Colorado gay people to host gay garden parties and art shows. Now, look, I love a good garden as much as the next guy, but I've got nothing against the gay people. But right. Jeff Katz, I will say this: if you want to have a gay garden party in Colorado, you need to go buy your pansies and cosmopolitans with your own credit card.
Oh, for goodness. Yeah, I don't want my buddy. Hey, look, you're welcome to my garden, flower, Todd, anytime you want. You know that. You come here, we will tiptoe through the tulips, brother. But
the pansies are lovely this time of year.
I'll bet they are. You also, now you raised a lot of ire. I have to let people know this. Todd Starnes, who...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Very much like the late, great Rush Limbaugh. I consider him a lovable sort of a guy, but boy, brilliant and to the point. You and I have shared this for however long we've known each other. That's a long time. I look at my faith community. I look at the Jewish community. I go, man, you guys are just standing up all the time and advocating for things that are against our religion, against our people. I don't know how you get there. You were analyzing what Donald Trump had to say. And by the way, I think President Trump was spot on. But you took it a step further and you said, hey, wait a minute. Happening in your faith community as well?
Yes, it is. And we have a lot of people of faith, and especially over in the Catholic world where, you know, they're Democrats born and raised and will always be Democrats. And yet here you have Joe Biden, who's supposed to be Mr. Catholic, and he's out there dispatching FBI agents to infiltrate the Catholic Church, for crying out loud. Yep. You had Biden and his goon squad going out there and targeting Christian churches, evangelical churches around the nation during the China virus pandemic. And in North Mississippi, of all places, they actually dispatched the local popo to the Baptist church, where they slapped fines and summons on a bunch of elderly people who had gathered in the parking lot to go to church.
For goodness sakes. Wow. Wow. I don't want to say we're at war, but boy, this is a real serious battle for the heart and soul of America, Todd.
Jeff, it really is. And I talked about that in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That, yeah. that yes, we are in a ultimately not a political war, but a spiritual war. And I take people back to the 1960s, William F. Buckley Jr., God and Man at Yale, one of the founders of our modern day conservative movement, even Ronald Reagan. They understood that fighting the communists back in the 50s and 60s was not a political fight as much as it was a spiritual fight. And that's what we're dealing with here, good versus evil. So that's why we have not been effective fighting the communist infiltration of America, which is really what we're dealing with here. I mean, you can call them progressives or leftists, but ultimately they're just run-of-the-mill communists, Jeff.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Todd Starnes is joining us. Now, Todd's new book is called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I would urge you to get a copy, and if you go to toddstarnes.com, you can actually get a signed copy, which everybody should have. You're talking, Todd, you're talking about this battle, and it is good versus evil, and invariably we have people who are in sort of the... the secular humanist world, and everybody's good, nobody's bad, and if you people would just stop with your stuff, everybody would be fine. And you and I both know that if you do not have a grounding in faith, then you cannot even define right and wrong, because you don't believe in an ultimate right or an ultimate wrong.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific analysis, and again, one that, you know, we're trying to really identify and dive into in Twilight's Last Gleaming. So going back to why are they doing this? Well, ultimately, I believe the leftists believe that they are created in man's image. And of course, the rest of us believe we are created in God's image.
Yeah. Yeah. They want just my feeling, Todd, and I've read all this book. I haven't gotten a complete copy yet, but what I've read, it's so on the mark. These are folks who want to eliminate any and all relationship to God. They do not want real faith there. They want you to look towards the government as some sort of a god, even to the point, you remember a couple of weeks back where one of these wackadoodles was on TV and said, well, these Christian nationalists are crazy. They think their rights come from God. And I thought, yeah. Have you read the paperwork on this? Did you not get the memo?
Well, exactly. And that's the whole point. And that's really a fake news story, because there's really no such thing as Christian nationalism. That just because you love your country doesn't mean you're a bad Christian or you're a bad Jew. We can actually love God and country. And keep in mind that our founding fathers came here, Jeff, to escape religious persecution. The pilgrims came to this country specifically for that reason. Right. So for people to get out there and to say, well, you know, religion really had no place in the founding of the country, that is just simply not true. And I laid that out in the book. And again, I wanted to compile something that would give you not just a laughter, but also information and evidence. So when people say, oh, well, there's really nothing happening in our school system, well, we've got chapters that prove otherwise. Jack and Jill went up the hill and came down gender neutral, for example.
Yeah, it is happening. Gosh, what's happening with Planet Fitness? It's just crazy. Todd, I want to know the best place for folks to get the book, and I do want you to know. I don't know if Grace has let you know. We've been chatting back and forth behind the scenes because I got to get you here. You've got to come to Central Virginia. You have so many fans here, and we've got to set up some sort of a book signing here so that people can get it. But in the meantime, what's the best way for them to get Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved?
Jeff, the best place is really your favorite bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books. And, of course, if you go to toddstarnes.com and click on our store link, you'll be able to get a signed autographed copy of the book. And it's actually cheaper on our website. But really, wherever you get your books, you'll be able to get a copy of it.
Okay, now you do me a favor. Put aside a copy. I need you to scribble something nice to me because I want to put it up here in my bookcase, all right?
I've already got one on my desk with your name on it.
You are the best. I love you, man. Listen, Todd, I say it every time you're here. I appreciate you making time for us. I love what you're doing. ToddStarnes.com. I talk about it all the time. Has to be a resource for our folks. And this latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, unique Todd Starnes analysis, brilliant and grounded in faith. So what can I tell you? Think the world of you. You know that, and I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Jeff, always great talking to my friends.
Thank you, sir. That is Todd Starnes. Now, if you do not have this book yet, Twilight's Last Gleaming, I would urge you head on over to toddstarnes.com. toddstarnes.com. You order a copy there. Todd's going to inscribe it for you, which is fantastic. And you know Todd. Look, you're listening to his show here. You're checking out toddstarnes.com. And when I tell you that he's somebody that I have known and appreciated for a long time, I think it was his first published book. I'm there on one of, I don't know if I'm on the back cover or somewhere inside, but I have a blurb all about it. So I believe in Mr. Starnes. 450 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.